if she was like me, there was a 3-date rule. If you made it to the third date was at the barn. And depending on how you jive with the horse and the whole being around the barn thing, that was the make or break to any further communication, activity, relationship status. So. Welcome to You Are Now Being Judged, because you asked for it from the farmhouse. This is our second episode. You guys have submitted some fabulous scenarios that you would like to know if you are basically the road apple or if you are in the right. So let's just get down to business. Here's my, what should we call you, Allie? My sidekick?
I like sidekick. Okay. I can get
down
with that.
My equally sarcastic sidekick, Allie. These are all blind reacts. I haven't read or heard any of them. So it's my true gut feelings here, people, about your scenarios and what's bothering you. So what do you say, Allie? Can we kick it off?
Let's get into it. I've been snooping around the barn and I found some really good stuff for you today.
Barn drama.
So our first story, we're going to start off with some relationship drama. The horse always comes before your partner. So excited to see
horses
if
before,
this person agrees.
I don't know. I can't really do the hose before bros because it doesn't really apply. Kind of, sort of, but. Anyway, moving on.
Horses before whoever you're dating. It's not quite as catchy, but that. We get the drift. All
right. Horses before homies.
Yeah, I like that. Put that on a t-shirt. Okay, so this person says, I am a 24-year-old woman and my boyfriend and I have been dating around 9 months. When I started to date him, I was very honest with the fact that my horse takes a lot of time. And he was fine with this. So off to a good start, seeing green flags. He's not going to get jealous of a horse yet. Again, the bar is low. The bar is low. This girl says, when I was single, I would spend around 3 to 4 hours a day in the stable. But as we started dating, I cut that down. Then after 6 months, he told me that I spent too much time at the stable still. And I should prioritize my relationship with him.
Red flag.
Red flag. Have you seen that guy on Instagram who runs around with the big red flag?
No, but this is the red flag. Red flag.
Yes. Red flag on the play. Absolutely. I don't think it's within his right to tell his girlfriend how much time she can and can't spend at the stable.
You came into this with your eyes wide open, dude. You can't change the game halfway through the play. Like, that's just not how it works. Like, you knew what you were coming into. I think it was, if she was like me, there was a 3-date rule. If you made it to the third date was at the barn. And depending on how you jive with the horse and the whole being around the barn thing, that was the make or break to any further communication, activity, relationship status. So, but
I love that idea. It's like introducing him to your family, but introducing him to your horses
or your equestrian lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, if he sits there and he's just like, oh my God, it snorted. Oh, it pooped. You know what? This is not the life for you. This
You're
is not long term going to work
business.
For us. So let's just cut the cord and move on.
That's very good. Did you do that to your husband?
Yes, actually.
And he passed.
I had a 3-date rule. I had a 3-date rule. If you made it to the third date, we went to the barn and we hung out and I introduced you to my horse. You maybe watch me ride or just do general barn stuff. And after that, it would, you know, it was, I guess, sometimes the guys are like, yeah, no hard pass. And, you know, this is a horse girl and she's crazy. And, you know, sometimes it was like, yeah, well, let's give it a try. And then eventually it would, you know, crash and burn.
So that's
in this
smart,
exact
though.
Scenario, though.
Yeah. Like, at least you didn't waste anybody's time. You know, you showed them what they were getting into. And I think this girl probably should have done the same thing because she said initially, she agreed to cut back her time at the stable. So I guess there was something just so awesome about this man that he was convinced he needed more time and she let him convince her that he needed more time. So after that initial cut down, she kind of evolved into cutting down the number of days she was riding and now only rides about 2 days a week. And the rest, she's there to do the basics, which is, I think, about half the time she was riding at the beginning of the story. So sounds like she has done what he asked, but he said that any reasonable person would sell their horse in favor of their boyfriend. And
peace
the
out.
Only reason
he's
canceled.
Out.
He's
let me
gone.
Let me stop. Let me stop you right there. We're done. I'm going to get my stuff and we're just, this is not going to work. We're going. We just need to separate because this is not working. I am not here to pick up after you and be your mother and be a housewife. That's not. No.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And if I were to guess, this is probably a person that doesn't have like a lot of stuff going on in his own life. So, you
wow.
know, he's just jealous type of thing that
get
he doesn't have any interest. Exactly.
Get a cat.
I mean,
get a horse.
There you go. If you were a real one, he would get a horse and join her on the rides.
I don't see him making like time to come join her at the barn, you know, doing things that she enjoys.
Yeah, there's no indication in this story at all that he even tried to go out there and like see why she enjoys this thing so much. But that's where the story ends, is that this nightmare boyfriend confronted this poor girl and said that she needs to get rid of her horse and date him instead. What do we think?
I think she should peace out, because she's like, if she's looking for a long-term commitment here, she is setting herself up for a lifetime, in my opinion, of misery. She just, you know, he clearly doesn't want her to be happy or do the things that make her happy. He just wants someone who's going to be at his beck and call all the time. And I feel like this is just a recipe for disaster. And she's not really what he's looking for. And he's trying to make her be that person. And having tried that, it just never ends well. It doesn't end well. So
I think this man deserves jail time at the very least.
Okay, so we're going to judge him as being like the turd.
Absolutely.
Okay. You have our ruling, folks. Boyfriend is the turd. You need to let him go.
Yes. Horses over homies, example number one right there. All right. In our story number two, this person wants to know if they're in the wrong for not going out of their way for someone else's horse after the horse's owner cut off half their show season. Now, this one I'm very interested to get your take on, because it involves a lot of barn politics, and you are going to see a crucially important fly sheet in this story.
Okay.
Okay, so here's how the story goes. I'm 22. I own and train a horse of my own. She's gotten me to stake shows multiple times, but she has a really bad fly allergy. Because of this, she needs all the fly gear I can get my hands on. And this story happened in early May, right before the show season I participate in begins. There's another lady at my stable, we'll call her Sarah, who works the barn I board my horse at. She's always rubbed me the wrong way. She's kind of a gossip, and she calls out different riding styles as bad horsemanship and equitation. So this is just not going to be your barn bestie. Already getting bad vibes from her.
Yeah,
right?
Like seems like a pot stirrer.
Yes, totally. I mean, the barns I've been in, there can be some drama, but there's always people who want there to be drama.
True. Some people thrive on it. Some people can't live without it. I have a very strict policy with drama, but nonetheless, move on.
Besides the drama, she has always been kind of against the fly gear that the original poster puts on her horse, saying like, horses can't have fly allergies. That's just the vet's way of getting you to spend money on supplements and spray. What a thought.
Is she 12? Like, is she in middle school? Because this like totally sounds like the 12-year-old middle school expert who comes to the barn and like, is like a mini pro and like, you know, knows everything. And like,
yeah,
all
supposedly she's 40, but she's giving 10-year-old know it all.
Good deal.
Yeah. The person says that I usually leave my horse's fly sheet on even when she's in her stall overnight, because I don't always get to the barn before she gets let out during the day. And the other girl, Sarah, works weekdays all day. So this person had the vet out for her horse one day, and she needed to have her fly sheet off overnight. And Sarah was the only person working the next morning. So the original poster said, I'll pay you $5, throw on the fly sheet before letting her out. She texted back, sure, pay me next time I see you. However, when this person went to check on the horse, guess what?
No fly gear.
No fly gear.
And horse is covered in welts.
Yep, exactly what happened. She was stomping her feet, so she was threatening to go lame in both her feet because she was so uncomfortable from all her fly bites. Really bad stuff. And this completely ruined this person's show season. So that's the backstory of what I believe we're going to get. A little taste of revenge. If you were in this spot, how do you think you would deal with this situation? Would you be inclined to take revenge?
I don't know if I would take revenge so much that I guess it would depend on the situation, like whoever this third party is and what role she plays with the stabling. Is she just an employee? Is she on the barn? Is she the barn manager? Because I would probably take that straight to management and be like, you know what? You're paying the vet bills. And that, you know, I would just, you know, I'm just, I don't know. I'm petty. Don't get me wrong. I love, you know, I can play the petty card, look with the best of them, but I mean, just this person sounds like she's like a little unhinged. And I mean, it's not her horse. It's not her problem. And if she works at the barn and she's been asked to do something, she should do it without complaint, because it's her, regardless of how she truly feels about, you know, what the owner is saying about, you know, the horse's actual stress level when it comes to, you know, flies and flying annoying things.
The only word this other person has is the owner's. So it's not that difficult to go, here's your sheet, have a good night.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know, just that's your horse. You know the horse. And if you know the horse is going to break out in hives and, you know, stomp her feet until her shoes fall off, then yeah, like how hard is it just throw a flex sheet on? Like, let her have it.
So this person lets Sarah's horse out into the pasture. He doesn't have a blanket on, but she didn't receive any messages. And Sarah complains, he got bug bites while he was out there. Why didn't you put his blanket back on? And this person feels very justified. You know, I think they're trying to play it off as an innocent mistake. But I kind of think that when they saw their chance to go bite for bite, they definitely took it.
I'm not down with taking it out on the horse. That's not cool. I mean, you know, a horse on a fresh clip, especially when it's still hot out, is very susceptible to bug bites. And that's just not cool. I mean, it's not the horse's fault that his owner's a jerk. If you knew you should have put it on, even though she didn't say to put it on, I kind of feel like that was a jerk move. So, you know, you putting yourself down at her level. You know, you've basically, you know, gone from adulting to middle school, you know, revenge. And that's just, I don't know, taking it out on another animal is just not cool in my book.
Yeah, because that was really, you know, the problem in the beginning, is that this other person's childish attitude ruined this girl's show season. And now you might have done the same exact thing. So no high roads were taken. I think everyone sucks here.
I agree. Everyone sucks here. 100%. Like, everyone sucks here. Like, we just, like, I don't know, it makes me glad I keep my horses at home.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with barn drama anymore, because that's just no fun. I mean, like, if you're in it for the drama, you're in it for the wrong reasons. So.
Exactly. I would move barns after this whole incident.
Yeah. I would 100% move barns. I'm a little surprised. I mean, I kind of feel like we need a little more information. I would like to know what the barn manager's side of this was. You know, obviously, it sounds like this is maybe a co-op sort of situation where everybody takes turns, like, either cleaning or feeding or turning out or whatever. And I've boarded in that situation before. It was a little more self-care than anything else, but we all kind of pitched in, and it does sort of seed a lot of drama because, not, you know,
and in that situation, everybody feels like they own the place because, like, they kind of do. So if there's really no higher authority, then it's going to be a nightmare of,
She said, well, it was my day to work, and I thought that this is what they needed. And it's just like, those are hard, but I do feel like, had you not taken it out on the other horse and just, you know, turned him out without a sheet on, I think, you know, I would be definitely saying that, you know, she's a turd, but I feel like everybody sucks here because that just wasn't cool.
Yeah. Keep the drama for your mama.
That's right. Save the drama for your mama.
Haven't heard that in years, but it felt appropriate.
Very.
All right. So our final story for the day is about a person who wants to know if they would be in the wrong for taking their horse out of public lesson. So for context, this person is very young. They're 16 and own a lovely dapple gray mare. She's a little older, 22, but still has tons of spunk and energy. And while the 16-year-old was in school, she allowed the place she boards at to use her horse for lessons in return for a half board fee, which sounds like a pretty fair deal on its face. So the mare's doing great with it. She's mostly helping out with beginner riders and newcomers, and the owner is doing the more advanced rides. So the horse shouldn't be put through anything crazy strenuous. It's not like a bunch of strange children are out jumping her, which is good.
No, just walk trot. Yeah, it keeps her fit. Yeah, I mean, it sounds good. It sounds like a win-win.
Yeah. So I think we're set up for success. But unfortunately, a nightmare child enters the mix during a summer camp that this stable does. So this kid's fake name is Leo. He comes to the summer camp and starts riding. His family owns a barn, and he's been gearing up to ride his own horse. So he comes in like he owns the place.
That's fun.
Yeah, we love an aggressive small child who's really convinced.
An entitled aggressive small child. Those are great. We all love those. What's wrong? I don't see the problem.
Yeah, say two people without any children. Yeah, so this kid would not change my mind on that. He seems like a mess. So he comes in and says, "Don't worry, owner of this horse. I know how to tack up. I know how to ride. So the owner kind of lets him do his thing because she's trying to help out with the other kids. And I get that instinct. You might want to take him at his word, but I think if it's her first time meeting this kid, maybe we should have asked a follow-up question just to kind of test that his knowledge really is there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, because ultimately what happens is that at the end of Leo's writing lesson, the owner comes back and starts untacking her horse. She noticed that the horse was kind of upset during the lesson. She just didn't seem to be acting like herself. And when she untacks the horse, the girth was just incredibly tight and on a way higher setting than usual. So, of course, she was snippy and clearly uncomfortable. The kid did not do a good job. And maybe we give him the benefit of the doubt and say, well, he didn't know what they would normally do for this horse, but I'm guessing he could have picked up on the context clues. All of my girths usually had a pretty clear indication of where they were fastened.
Yeah.
Just by the wear and tear, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You could, there's wear marks. I mean, you could see where it normally goes. And, you know, it sounds like he wanted to play the Hulk. And
yes, another situation where people's drama is making life harder for the horses. So this kid comes back the next day and wants to get back on the horse, literally. He wants to come and ride his new favorite mare around, but the owner says, no, you can't do that. Like, she's fine right now, but you're using way too much force on her and she's uncomfortable and I don't want you riding my horse anymore, basically.
Yeah, that sounds fair. I mean, it's her horse. I mean, if she doesn't feel like it was well treated by that particular student, then I mean, I think it would be her prerogative to be like, you know, I'm fine with using it in lessons, but I really don't want that kid on my horse.
Yeah. And I think it's probably hard for her to feel like comfortable with telling this kid who's probably not that much younger than her,
right,
that like he needs to take a hike. But
yeah,
I definitely think she did the right thing. And it's way better to do it after the first ride
instead of letting three or four rides go by and then be like, yeah, I'm done with this. Yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah, because, you know, it's an older horse. We need to make the rest of her riding days a happy, healthy time. We do not need to be adding any stress.
Exactly.
But of course, the kid goes home and blabs to mom. And the mom calls the owner of the barn and has a chat. The owner has a chat with the owner.
Oh,
on how
the lovely mom.
You gotta love him. But these are the mamas who have the drama.
Instead of teaching your child to cope, that someone said no. I mean, it doesn't sound like he couldn't ride. He just couldn't ride her horse. He has to ride another school horse, which is probably more of a kick ride, harder to get going, harder to keep going, like school horses tend to be. Great.
Yeah, it's just like the mom who let her kid ride the pony to school last time. Just no is a complete sentence.
Yes, it really is. People don't believe it, but it really is a complete sentence.
Yeah. But the mom did not believe that in this story. So she got all up in the barn owner's business, told the barn owner to have a talk with the owner of the horse. And they told her that she needs to be more gentle on the campers. And she's allowing her horse to participate out of the kindness of her heart.
But we can stop that. We don't need to do that. Yeah. You know, it was a win-win, but if it's not a win-win, then...
Exactly. Yeah. There should have been, you know, a clear stopping point from both sides of the argument.
And at that age, it's hard because, you know, you're dealing with an adult and, like, you know, you're trying to be respectful.
Yeah,
you know,
there's a power
imbalance.
It's
hard at that age to, like, you know, try to stand up for yourself with an adult and, you know, not feel like you're in the wrong. But I mean, at this point, it sounds like she's 100% in the right with how she feels about how her horse is being used. And I mean,
yeah, even if she's not there riding every day, she knows this horse. This horse has been around longer than she has. So she does know what's best in this situation. And because of that, she decided that the horse is going back to private riding only and she's
good
getting pulled for lessons. So. Yeah, I'm 100% on this girl's side, but it sounds like everybody at the barn was obviously a little mad that they have one less horse for this camp that was going on and one less horse
that's
they can use.
That's not her problem. That's
nope.
Unless she committed to it and, you know, to saying, I would, you know, I'll make sure the horse is available for camp, blah, blah, blah. But even still, the barn owner needs to respect her wishes by not letting that particular child ride the horse if that child is not. You know, if the horse doesn't like the child and the child is not being appropriate with the horse.
Not every kid needs to get on every horse. there's lots of reasons why that relationship might not be working. In this case, it sounds like because he's a nightmare child.
Right.
So we are putting in our final verdict as this horse owner is 100% correct and has never done anything wrong.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, we could probably use some more details, but based on her side of the story, it doesn't sound like, I mean, it sounds like the barn owner should have put the parent in her place. Like, you know, I'm the barn owner. I decide who rides what. And if your child, you know, if the owner of this horse, who is a privately owned horse, not a school horse, has decided they don't want your child to ride the horse, then I'm sorry. It's her horse. Her horse, her rules. So, I mean, I kind of feel like almost that they maybe have been trying to take advantage of her a little bit because of her age, you know?
Yeah. I'm kind of wondering, like, what her situation with her parents are, because they didn't make any appearances in this story at all.
Maybe non-horse people, you know, not really knowledgeable enough to make some sort of an opinion or have some sort of an opinion on it. And I'd also, with parents like that, be concerned that, you know, the barn owner would talk to my parents. My parents would, completely not knowing anything about horses, be like, well, just ride a ride to horse. And that's right. Not how it works. That's not how it works. So, but, you know, I can appreciate that if her parents are paying, her parents aren't paying the bills. Maybe she's working off, you know, maybe she has a job and she's paying her own board and it's, you know, her horse, her rules. Like, you know, it sounds like it worked great for a while till it didn't. And then when it didn't, she pulled the plug. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, surely the barn owner must know enough people where she could get a substitute horse if she's that short for summer camp. I mean, but, you know, again, that's on the trainer / barn owner who's putting on the summer camp to make sure they're, I mean, because what if another horse goes lame? Like, you should always have at least one or two backup horses in rotation so that the same horses or the same ponies or whatever don't get ridden to death every day by the same kids because they get so sour.
Yeah.
They have to live too. I mean, you know, they don't need to be, you know, because beginners can be tough. I mean, especially when they're just starting out, like they, you know, their balance is all in their hands until they learn to get their balance in their leg and they're constantly yanking and pulling. And no, I mean, they shouldn't be, but let's be honest. I mean, we've all seen it. So
yeah, especially at a camp like that is just chaos on so many levels. My guess is that they probably overbooked this camp in the first place, that there's too many kids in the classes. And that's why the one is off in his own corner doing his own thing, because they just don't have time to deal with it because there's like 25 kids there.
Right. And he's more self-sufficient than the rest. And that's fine. But then put him on, you know, something that, you know, is 100 years old and not going to complain if, you know, he over tightens the girth or adjusts everything so that it's wonky, you know, until a trainer can look at it. And in all honesty, with the summer camp, I mean, the trainer, whoever's teaching the summer camp, should be checking the ponies if the kids are tacking them up themselves.
Yeah,
because
for sure.
They just can't. I mean, they don't know.
So new revised verdict, this barn needs organizational help. It's a mess.
Yes. And needs a little more structure and a little more backbone. And I feel like the owner is 100% in the right. And that is my verdict.
I love it. Well, I think that's my last case for you today. I feel really good. I feel like we had some really good people and some really terrible people. They made it easy today.
Yeah, no, that middle one was a little tough, you know, but you don't want to be petty, but you can be petty and not take it out on a horse. But well, that's it for this episode of You Are Now Being Judged Because You Asked For It. Tune in next week. And if you have any stories or want to be anonymous and tell us what you've got going on and want to know how to handle it or want to know if you handled something correctly, please send us a message, DM, any of the social media outlets. We're happy to include you on an anonymous level. Look forward to hearing from you guys.
We're ready to judge you.
Until next time.